We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I am still single, even though you can literally kick me in the pussy and I'll say thank you. My
oh my God, such violent imagery.
Kick me right in the pussy.
No!
The person
get away from her.
My bodyguard that you're listening to right now is a person who I host a fucking podcast with. It's called What the Tuck. We recap RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 4. We don't hold anything back. And he's got his own Comedy Central half hour. You've seen him on Conan. He's just so delightfully...
Get it together.
Delightfully funny. Also, you're in a Chris Rock movie, right?
For like a second.
Well, guys, watch the movie for a hot second, and after you see Joel, turn it off. My guest is Joel Kim Booster.
Hello. That's right. I'm boost, actually, boost, 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 you boost, can watch boost, any Chris Rock movie, and I'm in it for a second. It's a weird thing about my career is that I have appeared for briefly in every Chris Rock movie.
Well, some people don't know when you get signed to an agency, you get a writer, and then you demand what things you want to be in.
Wait, Nicole, speaking of writers, can I tell you that the last college that we did together.
Yes.
What college? Well,
it
was
in
that?
Iowa, and I have a joke about Iowa, and midway through, I was like, you gotta stop saying they're shitty.
Yes, in the University of Iowa, we were there. God bless them. Great kids. Great show. But they asked me before I got there, they were like, what do you want? Do you want anything in your dressing room? And I was like, just like a Red Bull and some fruit. And they're like, what kind of fruit? And I was like, you know, like mango, pineapple, thinking they'd go to the store.
Oh, no.
And get like one of those fruit, you know, salad. Pre-cut. I walk into my fucking dressing room and there is a Red Bull and a full uncut pineapple and uncut mango sitting on the table. And I was like, thank you so much. You may take this away.
You may take this away. Honestly, how funny. Some poor student was like, well, he wants a pineapple. I don't know what he's going to do with it, but surely he doesn't want it cut. So just put it on the table. Also, I didn't get a dressing
room.
This
is not an easy school to get into. You have to be smart.
It really?
I think so. University of Iowa is like, it's not... The states, it's not like the state school. It's not like easy. You can't float right in. It's like a challenging school to get into.
Interesting. I know zero about colleges.
Well, you know.
Because your girl didn't go to a real one.
Wait,
da-da-da-da.
Where did you go?
I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Oh.
People call it Scamda. You better, like the week before I went and saw Taboo on Broadway because I'm gay as fuck.
Wow.
I'm the only person who's seen Taboo 6.5 times. Two of those times were just the second half where I snuck in.
Oh my God.
But these like
adorable men were standing in front of me. I don't want to say they're gay because who knows their actual sexual identity, but they seemed like they was gaming. And they were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to go back to another semester of SCAMDA. And then the other one was like, AMDA, honey, call it AMDA. And I was like, SCAMDA, AMDA. That's where I'm going to go next month. And then I went, and guess what? It is a scam.
Yeah, it's also rough.
They have never approached me to be part of their alumni.
That is so funny. I feel like most, like half the, at least half the drag queen population of New York are graduates of SCAMDA.
Really? That's for sure. So funny. Monet's assistant, I like recognized his, he like posted his old headshot and I was like, did you go to AMDA? And he was like, I sure did. And I was like, what year? And he went like a little bit after me, but I was like, you look so much like someone I know who went to AMDA. It's a wild, small, little world.
I think a lot of theater schools are scams, though, at this point. I mean, yeah. Theater training, like, it's hard for me because I'm in so much debt to this day from theater school. And I had a good experience at my theater school. Mm-hmm. I had a blast. I learned a lot. It did sort of shape me into the person I am today. But at the same time, like, sort of thinking about all of the practical experience, like, if a kid came to me today and was like, what should I do? Should I go to theater school? I'd be like, take a couple years off, go to a city, take a fucking improv class or an acting class, and just like live in that city for a while. And I think you will probably come out basically the same. Without the debt.
Fully agree with you.
Well, just like take every 18-year-old should be taking 2 years off. At least.
I think high school should teach practical shit. Like, how come nobody's ever, like, you know, you're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And a kid's like, an astronaut. And like, if the kid's not smart, you should be like, maybe you should be a plumber?
Yeah.
Like, work with your hands. Maybe
there's
you're smarter with your hands.
There's such a weird stigma
like,
about, like, trade schools, too. It's like, we
always need
to be
plumbers.
Doing this.
We always need electricians. Yes. We always need someone to fix a washer and dryer. And
I mean,
guess
not for
what?
Us. Not us.
They charge a lot of money.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. My friend, who is a pastor and is just swimming in, like, grad school debt, like, for the rest of her life, her husband is, like, a cement worker and makes more
so
in
much money.
A month than she does in a year.
Construction workers make so much money. And guess what they do most of the time? Suntan and wave at women. I'm always waving at construction workers.
It's crazy that like we went through this time where we're like, fuck home ec. Home ec is bullshit.
And
now looking
like,
at like
I wish I could sew a dress.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to crack an egg.
I cannot crack an egg.
We are those people in those infomercials who are like, like, oh, we're the black and white portion before it becomes color.
I'm like, oh no, there's egg all over my counter.
I'm eating shells.
I mean, I'm constantly eating shells. I'll make scrambled eggs and they will be crunchy. Like, I am not
a homemaker. I lived in LA for almost a year, barely ever here, but I don't know if I've cooked in my kitchen yet.
Interesting.
I am a strictly Postmates sort of guy at this point.
I will cook, but it won't be good. Okay, can I just share with you a DM that I got recently?
Please.
Okay, so this girl, I won't say her name, because, you know, we don't need to do
that. No doxing. No need to dox.
But she contacted me forever ago in September and was like, I just started listening to your podcast because I'm confused why men won't date me. I rule. Anyway, I want you to know that I went on 4 dates with a dude from Bumble, and every single date he brought up how he went on a date with you and talked about it for 15 minutes like it was brand new information. Men are very proud to have dated you. I can't wait to listen to more. And I was like, really? Who? And then it was this guy, and she told me his name and like what he looked like, and I was like, yep, I remember him. I sent him the most interesting message of his fucking life. He was like, we're the best donuts in LA. I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, but anyway, he was like, what are the best donuts in LA? And I was like, I don't fucking know. The only hole I care about is my pussy.
Ha!
And it made me laugh really hard. And we went on a date. He didn't kiss me. And then he ghosted me. And then
and now he's bragging about it all over fucking town.
And then she DMs me again yesterday and goes, wait, ha ha ha. The guy that ghosted both of us is starting a podcast wondering why he's single.
Whoa.
Yes. So she sent me a screenshot from his his Facebook. It was like, in case you missed it, I'm launching a new podcast as a Christmas present for you.
Just what we
Join
need.
Me and three of my friends as we try to figure out why no one will love us and regrettably take a long look in the mirror.
Oh, God.
And then it's called, it sounds like this man who went on a date with me and then ghosted me is trying to take my shit away from me.
He's trying to usurp me. Wait.
Isn't that bonkers fucking bananas?
That is crazy.
Oh, wait. Maybe I should have said the name of his podcast.
I was just about to say, I was like, now we can all sort of connect the dots.
Yeah. Listen, maybe you take that out.
Maybe
me.
Just bleep it. Just
bleep, bleep. Yeah, can you bleep it? Can my bleep sound like this?
Just isolate that. Just isolate that. Because honestly, that's the last thing that he needs is like the airtime on this podcast, right? Advertising his.
Right? Because then people will be like, ooh, let's listen to it.
Oh, I'm sure it's like four dudes. And it's like, we all know why no one's dating
well,
you.
I could tell him the reason why he's single. He keeps ghosting people. when you leave the situation, you left it.
Here's the thing, though. I do think 3 dates and under, you can ghost.
I don't agree. Well, I mean, we went on one date and he ghosted, and I wasn't like butthurt about it. I was just like, whatever, and truly forgot about him.
Yeah.
Because he was the least interesting person I've ever met. And
thank God he has a podcast
now. Yeah, thank God. Now everyone can be like, you're boring, dude. But I'm sure a lot of other boring men will be like, you're speaking my truth, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Because boring people love boring fucking people.
It's true.
One date, I think you could ghost. You don't owe me anything. I think 3 dates.
I think 3 dates is like where it gets dicey. I do think, yeah, you absolutely, can I tell you?
Yes.
I got ghosted after 3 dates when I was living in New York, and I didn't even like this guy that much, but it just drove me crazy because I was like, no, it's after date four. And I was like, this is unconscionable. Like, we're adults. You like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then literally less than 2 weeks later, his twin brother messages me on Grindr.
Yes.
And I knew he had a twin. I knew he was gay. I obviously, like, clearly we weren't that serious. I never was introduced to the twin or anything like that. And I had a real, and like, we exchanged pictures and like, we're fully going to do it. And I had this moment of crisis, this moral crisis where I was like, I can't do this. I can't like, I can't do this out of revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, what if I fall in love with him? And then, like,
what
I get into deep.
Story.
And then he takes me home for a family event. And, like, I have to avoid the other twin. And then it all comes out. And I say, you know, I did start dating you out of revenge. But now I really like you.
Honestly, this is your moment. This is your rom-com.
I'm saying.
You at a Christmas Eve dinner avoiding one of the immediate family
not
members
actually
of, like,
knowing.
The four people there.
I will say, though, it would probably turn less into a rom-com and more into like some weird mid-90s thriller where I like immediately fuck him and then turn over and go, you fuck like your brother. You fuck like your brother, Dan. I know all the ins and outs of your
like
body
your
already.
Brother.
Can I say that?
Already practiced?
He is the fourth twin that I dated. And
oh, is that your thing?
I guess so. I keep attracting them like fucking, I don't know.
Interesting. But, like, have you ever fucked the twins at the same time?
No, but here's the thing. All of them have had gay brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about twins, even identical twins, especially when they're gay, one is always a little bit hotter. And I never get the hot one. I always, after the fact, see a picture of one of the other ones and I'm like, fuck.
Oh no. I hope one of the twins that you dated is currently listening to this podcast, sharing an earbud, and then the uglier one is just like, it's me.
I said this I can't remember what podcast I had mentioned that statistic to. And then I next day checked Twitter and this is the twin that I dated in high school,
mm-hmm.
his twin brother. Had apparently been like following me on social media, and he was like, apparently I'm the hotter twin according to Joel Kim Booster. So what a thrill for them. Miles and Zach, I hope you're listening.
Yes, Miles and Zach, if you're listening, please let us know on Twitter at Nicole Byer. I hate Joel Kim Booster.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kim your middle name?
Kim is my birth last name that my parents, I think legally speaking, it is technically my middle name, but mm-hmm. I also have another. My full name is Joel Alexander Kim Booster.
Mm.
But yeah, Kim is my last name at birth. And my parents, I think, is like a little homage to the OGs.
I love it.
Let's slap this on. And you know what? I fucking hated it growing up.
Really?
I did. There was so much of my life I went by Joel Booster, which sounds insane to me now. Like, can't imagine.
I am Joel Booster.
Joel Booster. Just like sounds so flat. And then in college it flipped and I was like, when I get out of school, my stage name is going to be Joel Kim. And that's it.
I like Joel Kim Booster.
I know. I think I can't imagine my name.
A great name.
I'm the only one.
You are the only one. It's a perfect name. Isn't it funny how you hate, like, okay, did you hate the Kim part because it was tied to your ethnicity?
Yes, absolutely.
It is so, like, growing up, I hated wearing barrettes and, like, little balls in my hair. You know how, like, little black girls have their hair braided up and shit? I used to hate it. I was like, that's not how the other little girls look at my school. Yep. All the white ones, their hair is wet and matte and nasty. Yeah. I want my hair to be wet and nasty.
Slick it back.
Slick it back, mama. Slick it back. Put it on a ponytail on top of my head. And now I'm like, I would wear the balls. Yeah. I braid my hair sometimes. I wear cornrows. Like, I didn't like cornrows in the summer. I was like, the girls don't look like... It's... becoming self-aware that you are an other and enjoying it is very and hard in your youth.
It's really hard, especially, like, I feel bad because my parents were actually, like, really great about, like, being like, hey, do you want to, like, learn Korean or, like, go and, like, experience your culture? Like, they weren't, like, pushing. They weren't, like, ever, like, you're different. But they were like, hey, like, we're open to this. If you ever want to explore this part of your culture or your identity, like, please do. Which I know I've heard from so many other Korean adoptees whose parents were like, no, you're just like everybody else. You're just like everybody else in this family, which is not, it's like such an overcorrect in its own way. But as a kid, I was like, fuck no. Give me another hot dog cut up in macaroni. That's all I want. I'm like, dope, sure. But like, I so regret that now because I'm like, man, I should have been learning Korean when I was young, before I knew English too good.
Never mind. I won't do an accent. Let's not do it. Joel, are you on the apps?
You are a single man. I am a single man. I have been single. The last time I had a Facebook official boyfriend was a decade ago at the ripe age of 20. I had more boyfriends in high school than I did than I have had as an adult.
Really?
Yeah, I was on MySpace. I was on it, trolling around on Zanga. I met a boyfriend in high school on Zanga.
What is Zanga?
You didn't have a Zanga?
No, I sure didn't.
Oh my God. Zanga was like sort of this weird interim period between LiveJournal and MySpace. Like, do you remember LiveJournal?
I do remember LiveJournal. That was before Blogspot.
Yes. And Zanga was sort of like a cooler LiveJournal. You could do a lot of different things. It honestly was the like spiritual ancestor of Tumblr in a lot of ways. Like,
R.I.P. Tumblr, no more
R.I.P.
porn.
R.I.P. It doesn't exist to me.
Porn.
Listen, I said this, and there's an article where I'm interviewed about it on fuckingout.com right now. But it was like the best place to find Asian porn on the internet.
Oh, really?
It really, really was.
It was a good way to
self-curated,
find
less
sloppy fatter lady porn gifs.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, I was taking a drink of kombucha, but I literally like. Because the thing is about a lot of Asian men in gay porn is like they all sort of they are all like a lot of it's imported from like Japan. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of like gas masks and pixelated dicks and like everyone's wearing it's like culturally specific to Japan. God bless them. And
gas masks?
Well, there's a lot of shame there still. And a lot of people are like covering their faces. Mm-hmm. There's literally, I remember, this is like an early memory of mine of seeing Asians in porn, but everyone was literally wearing a gas mask.
That's too much. That would take me out. I'd be like, well, are they okay? Are the masks working?
And also like a lot, like it's rare to see an Asian in porn who's not bottoming. It's rare to see an Asian in porn who isn't a twink. And again, like there is nothing wrong with either of those things?
No, but you need a little bit of variety.
I want a variety.
And representation does matter.
It does. I just want to see a little bit of everything. Yes, please, before you DM me, I do know about peterfever.com, which is like this gay Asian porn site, which is, again, like great. But again, like, it's another thing where I like don't necessarily want to have to like seek out representation.
Go to a like one-stop shop to get what you
need. I kind of
want
to just like see it like casually like pop up when I'm looking at like for like when I'm looking at like CBD porn or something or CBT porn rather.
What's CBT?
Cock and ball torture.
Oh.
Cock and ball torture?
Oh.
Did you hear like the way I said that?
Cock and ball torture?
Cock and ball torture?
Let me torture
it. I just want to see it like casually appear, you know?
That's like flipping through the channels of the TV. It shouldn't be a white person on every channel. Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't have to like hit BET to see black
people. Yeah, well, that's like, you hear that from shitty white people all the time. They're like, why do you, like, there's no, like, you got BET. Why do you have to be represented in everything
else?
It's
like,
well,
you have every other fucking channel.
Yeah.
I really love Tumblr because Tumblr I could find, like, people also DM me where I can find, like, classy fat lady porn. Although the last recommendation I watched, it was a wild movie. They were like, They were like, it's like this art house porn and you gotta watch it. And I was like, all right, okay. I'll watch it. So it was this fat woman who's like fucking her husband and it's like pretty good and intense. And then after they're done, he's like, go on a diet and lose some weight.
Whoa!
And then she's like,
twist.
Oh no, he doesn't love me. And then she like goes to work and eats like her hidden cookies. And she's like, so upset with like being fat. She's like, he wants me to like work out and stuff. And then she's like, I have to go home because like I'm so sad. And then she goes home and then he's fucking another fat woman and like feeding her. Like, so like feederism shit. And then she's like, so you do like fat people. You just like to shame me. And then he leaves. I think they had an argument. I fast forwarded through the talking.
Yeah, you then got, they this sounds like a fucking. Lot of plot.
It was like maybe 45 minutes
very
to
dense.
An hour. And I was like, what woman needs this much story? I don't really need the story. Although like I do constantly have to rewind and be like, well, how do they get from standing to that?
I like a little bit of story. I like a little bit of like given circumstances, you know, like mm-hmm. give me the context around how these people like got mm-hmm. here. And that's helpful. I don't. And then once the fucking begins, I don't.
Yes, I don't need
that.
You to break from the fucking to give me more story. My favorite is like a very poorly acted scene where they're like, I brought you a taco. Okay, put it down. And then they're like raw dogging. Like, that's my favorite. Like, two lines up top. It's a good improv scene. Third line is the fucking.
I love it.
Who
love,
are we to each other?
Yes.
Where are
set
we?
Set up the scene.
Fuck it.
And then yes and your way into each other's bodies.
Yes. Okay, on that note, we gotta take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Wow, what a break. What a treat. Oh my God.
We got so much done in that break.
We really did. I filled up on more cold brew.
It is insane. Guys, it is 8:30 at night and she is drinking a cold brew and she is ruining her body and melting her brain.
Yes, I'm going to die tonight. Well, I have a date later.
Somebody give her a beta blocker.
What's a beta blocker?
A beta blocker slows down your heart.
Oh.
Some people take it before auditions.
Really?
Yeah. If you get like physically nervous and you just need like help calming down. I love a beta blocker.
Cock and ball torture. Can we go back to that? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever watched that.
I mean, it's like it can be anything from just like you tie up the balls in some rope and you hang a person by their balls, or you slap the balls with a thing or something like that. It's not like my favorite thing, but you know, I dabble.
Okay, maybe I'll dabble tonight.
Yeah, look it up. CPT.
Mm. For a hot second, I used to watch a lot of Rosebuds because they astound me.
Not for me.
If you don't know what a Rosebud is, it's someone with a prolapsed anus and they can push it out and it looks
like a rosebud that you pick out of a garden and give
to your mom. Oh no, Joel, where are you going?
I don't like this part.
Joel, why did you wear 4-inch heels to this?
Because gender is a construct.
Makes it hard to run away.
Okay, I'm back.
Thank you so much for coming back, Joel. I really appreciate it.
It's okay.
What's the worst date you've been on?
You know, I'm not sure this technically counts. Well, I guess it does count as a date. It was the second night I was living in New York. I was talking to this guy on one of the apps, I think it was Scruff, and he was like, do you want to come over tonight? And I was like, yes, you know, like, great. I had just done a show at Rocks in, that bar in like the far, like west side, by the water. I don't know. I think something Rocks. I don't remember. But anyways, I just done a show there and he was really close and I was like, okay, I'm going to walk. And he was like, I'm married, but we're open. And I was like, that's fine. Nothing to do with me. Don't care. So I go over there and we're like, I open the door and it wasn't like a full catfish. It was like a light sprinkling of catfish, you know, where it was just like, okay, the pictures were old and you know your angles and I appreciate, and I can respect that. And I will just have to find the angles at which you took those photos and get myself there. But so he takes me to the living room and we're like sitting in the living room and chatting. And I was just like sort of like, and I hear like someone else is home. And I was like, oh, like what? Someone here? And he's like, yeah, he's like, my husband is home, but he's like, we're going to have to, he's like, we'll have to hook up out here because my husband's like a little racist. And he said that, and I wasn't sure if he was joking or not. But then he like explained, and he was like, yeah, he doesn't really like it when I hook up with non-white guys. And I was like, I have to go.
That's insane. I feel like that's like entrapment for a hate crime.
I know. That's what I felt. I was like, I immediately, and I have like good instincts normally. I truly don't want to get murdered. I like just like really don't. It's like a big thing about me.
Yeah.
Is that I don't want to get murdered.
I'd say like my number four thing is I don't want to be murdered.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like up there for me. And
actually, I think I do want to be murdered.
Well, I have a joke, full disclosure, and it comes from a real place inside of me that's a deep, dark place. But my thing is like, hey, if I've been murdered, I've still been picked. you know? And like that, like someone cared enough.
Yep. I think that's why I want to be murdered.
Yeah. And it's like, that's you the know? Point of dating at the end of the day.
Right? Like, so I can marry a man so he gets so angry with me that he murders me.
Okay, we're coming from different places.
Oh, okay. I'm back in the dating game. And by back in, I truly never left.
You know what? Well, I have an update for you. Because like when you yes. told me about that guy, we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I told
we
you
were.
About an ulcer I had in my throat. And the ulcer's almost gone.
I've never had an ulcer, but that made it hard for you to swallow.
It did. And boy, did I chomp down on those Buffalo Wild Wings,
you
though.
Truly did. We went to town.
It felt like I was eating glass
every
second.
The bartender, when we sat down, looked at our IDs and went, "Ah, California, your house is all burnt up." And I was like, what? You can't ask me like that.
It was crazy. And then he had like the energy of was like, yeah, well, Iowa City's pretty cool too. And we yeah. were like, okay, we're in a Buffalo Wild Wings
yes,
right now, sir.
Truly. I was like, what do you think the answer is? Yeah, my house is all burnt up. So I decided to start anew in Iowa City in a college-themed hotel room and not in room 911.
Oh my God. And the other thing, I just feel bad about like these colleges. It's always like, I think both of us were in that city for less than 12 hours,
yes.
all told. And that's how it always is with colleges, because they're often not in like cities that I'm like wanting to hang out in.
Never.
But they're so sweet, because every time they're like, what are you going to do while you're in town? And I'm like, bitch, I'm going to do this show and then I'm going to go.
And I'm going to get the fuck out. I'm going to do this show, fuck up some chain restaurant food,
exactly.
and I'm gonna get on an airplane, I'm gonna drink a bunch of vodka, and I'm gonna leave. Okay, I got this message from Naji. He's like cute. He looked pretty silly in his pictures.
Okay.
He's balding, which I don't hold against him. It's fine. Men bald.
I like it, actually.
Do you?
I kind of like it. If you can grow hair on your face and you're bald and you can pull off like a shaved head with like the outline where you can see it,
mm-hmm.
you can still see the weakness. You know, you can still see the shadow of their past outlined on their head. I love that. Like Corey Stoll. Do you know who that is?
No.
The actor Corey Stoll. He was on like House of Cards. He's an Ant-Man.
Oh, yes. He's hot.
What a man.
He does it for me. I would love to spin my pussy around his little cube of a head.
Yeah, I love that.
What is that? A cube? No.
Cue ball.
Yeah. Cue ball. I think I said cube.
No.
He's not a Rubik's Cube.
When you can be bald like that, call me.
He is sexy and he looks good in a suit and mm-hmm. he looks like he fucks so good.
Yes.
And it looks like he'd like fuck you real hard and be like, how is it?
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, so good. Keep going. So anyway, Naji, we matched and he said, hi, you are cute. And I was like, ugh, maybe I'll answer him. I am cute. You're adding nothing new to the conversation.
Wait,
but okay.
Here's my question for you. Do you care what, if they are cute, do you care what they lead with at all?
Yes and no.
Because for me, I don't give a shit.
I mean, if I find you truly very attractive, it doesn't matter. But also, I've been going out with dudes who I don't find attractive and seeing if I am attracted to them.
That is...
It's been a really interesting experiment.
Yeah.
It's been very, very curious.
I don't love that for you. I don't love that for you.
Well, a lot of straight men don't know how to fucking take a picture.
That is very
true. And they look stupid. And I'm like, I don't think I like you. Then I go out and then I'm like, oh, you're not that bad. But anyway, he goes,
Sorry.
Nicole, I don't know about you, but I'm down for some sex fun tonight. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know about me? I've said nothing to you. So, of course you don't know about me. Also, sex is fun, so you're being redundant.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't answer you, so now you're going to proposition me?
Don't be cute. And don't be cutesy about it.
Get out of here. I'm tired. Here's what I want. I think I want someone to like have a nice conversation with me up top, just like four things back and forth over the course of like 2 days, and then to ask me out for drinks, because drinks are easily escapable. Mm-hmm. Do not mm-hmm. ask me to dinner. I don't want to have a meal with mm-hmm. you. I don't know you. I don't want to see food in your teeth. I don't want to see food in your mouth as you try to like make a joke that's not funny. And then I was thinking, I was like, ugh, I feel like I've said on the podcast a bunch, I don't want to date a fan. And then I was like, maybe I do want to date a fan. But now I think I don't want to date a fan.
Absolutely don't. Has someone ever told you after having sex that they like waited? Because I've
Thank
had that happen.
God, no.
I fucking hate it. Please do not.
After
do
sex, it.
It
feels almost not like you violated me, but like
it,
you helped.
It is adjacent
you
to that, right? Like it's like a lie of omission is still a lie, and that
yes.
And it's like it's not the end of the world, but it is like weird to like truly wait until the jizz. Like you haven't even brought
yes.
back the towel yet,
yes.
And you're telling me that
you're
you
like,
saw
I
my
know
Conan
exactly
set.
Who
like,
you are. Your Conan
it's
set
so
was so fun.
Weird.
It's like
if you are not going to disclose that before sex, and you got to give it a buffer. Like
yes.
after, like you can't just like
yes.
be like, I loved you, Conan. Ah. Your work on Nailed It is really important to me.
I would be so angry. I would just blast off. I would just be like, I gotta go. As his cum shoots me out the door.
Well, our apps are a little different too, because like Grindr and Scruff and Adam for Adam and Radar and Recon and Chappie and all the bullshit mm-hmm. game. Hornet, VGL, all of them. You do not, it's all a grid.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you do not have to match with someone for them to message you.
Oh.
And so that is that's a wrinkle in and of itself, because like it's tough sometimes because like there's two schools of thought on Grindr and the gay apps of like either if you're not like a lot of guys will have on their profile, if you're not interested, say something like don't ignore me, just say not interested or thank you for the compliment or mm-hmm. something like that. And I hate that. I hate it when I go reach out to a guy and they're like, thanks, you're not my type or some or it's not a match or something like that. And I'm like,
yeah,
weirdly feel condescended to now.
It is rude. It's like, just don't say anything.
Yeah. Ignoring is like no response is a response in that context.
Yes. Especially when you haven't
thank
met.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. I don't owe you anything.
We don't know
They're
each
like,
other.
Would you ignore someone in a bar like that? And it's like, no, because, but this isn't a fucking bar. This is a computer. Like, get
yes.
the fuck out of my face. And so sometimes like people will be like, hey, hours later,
mm-hmm.
hey, what's up? Send me a dick pic an hour later. And mm-hmm. then literally after all of that, they'll be like, you know what? I was a fan of your work, but I guess you're rude. So now I'm not. And it's like, okay, now I feel entrapped. Because like
yes.
a lot of times somebody will lead with that and be like, hey, I really like your mm-hmm. your comedy or whatever. And I'll in those cases, even if I'm not down to fuck them, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
And then if they keep going, I usually sort of respectfully step away.
Well,
but
I hate that because I never know. I'm like, do you just want to drop by and say you like my
yeah.
shit or do you actually like me? But I feel like dating a fan, when you stop dating them, they can still access you
yeah.
while you can't access them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they just miss you, they can Google you
yep.
and watch you
mm-hmm.
or turn on your TV show and watch you, and you don't have the same thing. It's not fair.
No, it's absolutely not. You can't like show up at their law firm and just
no.
like stand outside their glass conference room
and watch them lawyer and be like, whoa, wow, I missed that. Ooh, them in a suit that's
look
so
at the way
good.
He staples.
Oh boy, I hope he files that hard. It sucks dating.
It does.
Sucks.
It's not easy. I actually, this is the first year in so long, and probably ever that I've been actively like okay. I haven't been on Tinder this year.
Oh.
I was on Raya for a minute just out of novelty. Mm-hmm. Have you been on Raya?
Raya's the most curious app I have ever seen.
It is garbage. It is such garbage.
Wouldn't let me on for 2 years, and
same.
Then they finally let me on.
Same.
The only date I went on was with the person who then sent me a script.
Oof. It's awful. For those, Raya, first of all, is like, it's like famous person, quote unquote, famous person
mm-hmm.
Tinder. But you can't just scroll through their pictures.
No, have to sit through an insufferable song and a slideshow of their fucking pictures.
A MySpace slideshow
yes.
set to Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson or whatever song they choose. I will say, like,
pieces
having a song associated
me
with your profile is like,
on a Monday,
cool.
I am waiting, and by Tuesday, I am fading. I love that song.
Wow, you
and
actually
by Wednesday,
have a gorgeous voice.
I can't sleep with you. I fall so fast. I only come up in a
we're gorgeous singers.
How awful for anyone listening with headphones
no, never
on.
Apologize. yeah, it's I like feel okay. I mean, moving to LA has been fraught. I think dating
mm-hmm.
in LA, especially as a gay man, is much worse than in New York because there are approximately 16 gay people in LA. just like that's not a scientific, it's a pretty close count.
I think it's 15.
15. It's just hard. And everyone that I encounter works in the industry or wants to work in the industry, mm-hmm. which can be tough. And in New York, it felt like I could just like fuck a rando on the weekend and they would disappear into the mist and I would never see them again.
Yes.
And in LA, like you fuck someone and you will see them at every party because there's only one cool thing that happens for gay people.
Run into them, be like, oh, hello, what a treat. Oh, this is fun.
It's crazy.
Dating in New York, so much more fun.
Oh, so you much
go to
more
a,
fun.
You could go to a bar alone and leave with like 18 new friends and then someone you're going to fuck that night or two people you're going to fuck that night. Out here, I feel like the only people who are crushing and killing it are little white women.
Yeah. It's true. Even in the gay community, little white women.
Little white women.
Cleaning
just
up.
In a gay bar. Gar bar.
Gar bar.
You know, little white women
Let's
are in the gar bar.
Gar bar.
Girl, we're going to the gar bar.
Yeah, it's I've had a lot of fun this year, though. Like
That's good.
This has been the first year that I've been like sort of like, fuck it. I am like confident in it.
Well, you
my
got
body,
a body, yaddy, yaddy.
That is like a new addition to my life. And that has
you
been.
You look so good without a shirt
Thank
on.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
I'm glad I waited until I developed a personality before I upgraded. Because it has, like, I will say, here's the other thing. I don't really go on the apps anymore either because, and this is the saddest sentence I've ever said aloud.
I can't wait.
I do so much better when people, like, I feel like people like me a little bit because of my personality more so. Like, it helps me in a way that, like, you, like, I for years have been working on this body so that I can just, like, not have to talk and, like, just lead with my pictures and, like, get the dick. But, like, I went on this gay cruise. I worked this gay cruise.
It looked like fun.
Oh my God, it was the best week of my life. I'm going on another one in February, also to work. But, like, just, like, hot men all over the place. And, like, a lot of them, like, probably would not have given me the time of day had I just met them on Grindr and led with my pics. But they, for some reason, like, I don't know. I mean, people are, like, 40 minutes deep into this podcast and they're like, okay, all we're getting is your personality and we are
and
so limp
honestly,
and dry.
I'm going to unsubscribe from this podcast because I don't like his personality.
Yeah. But trust me, it's great. it's been a really weird year because I've been glued to the apps and I've been glued and like wanting to date and find a husband for so long. Like almost the entire time I was in New York, I wanted a boyfriend so bad. And this year I'm like, you know what?
Did you have a boyfriend in New York?
Never. I dated one guy semi for like 3 months and he very famously on my third date with him told me he would never be my boyfriend. And then we proceeded to date for 3 more months.
I love when someone tells you exactly what they mean
exactly.
And you go, well, no, this will be different.
Exactly. I'll change his mind.
This will be so great. He'll love my personality and we're going to date for 20 years.
And he definitely won't dump me in Central Park on my lunch break. And I definitely won't cry in an H&M changing room in Columbus Square. That definitely won't happen.
I once got dumped in an ice cream shop. That was great.
Which ice cream shop? Dippin' Dots? Cold Stone? Dairy Queen?
No, a
Baskin
good one.
Robbins?
A good one.
Van Leeuwen? Jenny's?
Ooh, keep going. Let's see how many you can name.
You know, I worked at a Cold Stone and a Dippin' Dots. And what was the other ice cream place that I worked at?
I love Cold Stone. I would always chip because they hated singing.
Oh, see, girl, you need to go to one in the suburbs staffed entirely by gay teens because we loved it. We fucking loved we ate it up. We would make parody song, ice cream themed parody songs, humiliated thinking about them now. Do you remember that song? To the window,
yes,
to the wall.
Yes.
So that big stone that you mix the ice cream on is called the Gia.
Oh.
And so when we would get tempted, we would go, from the Gia to the stone, let all this ice cream fall. And like truly, like all of us had no business singing that song.
Honestly, that's perfect.
Accent.
One of the last times I went to a Cold Stone and tipped them, they were like 525,600 scoops. And I laughed so hard that I stood there, waited for someone else to pay, and then tipped them again so they had to do it again. And I did that about 3 times until they were like, ma'am, please leave. It made me so happy. And I love me some Dippin' Dots. Ooh, baby.
I will say, to bill yourself as ice cream of the future, who are you kidding?
I mean, I truly hope that...
I hope in the future... We got better things going on than just ice cream that's a little worse.
Joel, what kind of future do you want? Where you don't want little dollops of ice cream, where if you put one in your mouth, you're like, I don't taste a thing.
But you got to put 18 in your mouth.
You put 18 in your mouth, and you're like, I guess I let it melt a little?
Yeah.
Honestly, this is confusing.
It is very confusing, but you know when I go to Six Flags, I get the dip.
Oh, of course, because that's where it only exists. It only exists in theme parks now.
In theme parks, yeah.
Although, I almost bought some Dippin' Dots on the internet, but then...
You can get them at like 7-Eleven, too, I've seen.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Game changer.
Sorry.
I'm going to live in a 7-Eleven.
Sorry.
I was going to order some online, and then the reviews were like, it was melted when it got to my house. And I was like, of course, they're little beads. Like, they're not holding anything together. My God, I bought an ice cream cake for my roommate. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. So it was his birthday, and I was in Iowa.
I followed the saga.
And I was like, oh, I want to do something sweet for John. So I got him an ice cream cake that said, John, you're old. I hope you don't pass away. And I ordered it. It said delivered. I said, John, I think he's outside. It says delivered. He's like, there's no ice cream cake. Okay, walk around the house and see like if he left it somewhere. No ice cream cake. So then I ordered another ice cream cake. And then also these are all prepaid and cost me $100.
Mm.
So then that person goes allegedly to the house. And it says it's delivered. And I was like, John, it says he's here right now. John goes outside. He's not there. So then I ordered a third cake.
Oh, my God.
And then Postmates canceled that cake. So then I ordered a fourth cake. But then the third cake was magically uncanceled. And it said it was on its way. Only one of those four cakes made it to my house where John had it in his hand. So there are three other cakes that were floating around Los Angeles that said, happy birthday, John. I hope you don't pass away.
Oh,
and I'm like, did a family just like
God.
Read that and say, we're going to eat it anyway? And then the cakes didn't fit in the freezer and he had to cut them in half and they dripped everywhere. So, you know, I'm really crushing it.
So your gift really turned into some sort of punishment for John.
Yeah, for me. A punishment for John, a punishment for me, and $400.
That was the one expensive ice cream cake.
It was the most expensive ice cream cake I've ever bought in my life. And honestly, not that great. Because I got to it like 4 days later.
I loved a Dairy Queen ice cream cake growing up.
Girl.
Every birthday.
Love Dairy Queen.
It's so good. Give
Dairy
me some
Queen
soft serve.
So great. What?
Give me some soft serve.
You ever go to Magpies?
No. What the fuck is
Magpies
that?
Magpies is in Silver Lake. It's on Griffith Park and a street, Hyperion, I think. And they've got fabulous soft serve. So I guess the free promotion I give on this podcast is to Magpies and Ample Hills Creamery. Those are my two fucking places for creamy cold treats.
Can't believe I didn't get to Ample Hills in my laundry list of ice cream.
It's perfect. It's a perfect place. Have you ever been?
I have been.
Have you ever put ice cream on someone's dick and sucked it off?
No.
I love that belabored thought process for a no.
I don't like food. I don't like food in the bedroom.
No?
I'm not like, and here's my thing is like, I am, my general like rule going in is like, I'm down for literally anything except for shit, blood, and fists.
Okay.
Like, do not try to fist me. I do not want to fist any. I was in part of an orgy on the ship where I looked over at my friend, was wearing this guy like a fucking bracelet.
Yes,
and I
couldn't.
I was just like, this is not for me.
He was wearing this guy as a bracelet.
He was wearing him like a fucking bracelet. And I was like, and I in that moment, I was like, this is not for me.
Oh my God. Fist me, choke me, slap me, hurt me.
Love to be choked, love to choke, love to slap, love to get slapped.
I don't think I could choke somebody just because I don't think I could take myself seriously choking. I know I would like choke them and start giggling and be like, am I hurting you?
No.
Or maybe if someone asked, I could like hunker down and be serious.
I think you can. You went to AMDA.
Yes, I have a certificate that says I can act. I'll pull out my certificate and say, are you ready to be choked, sir? Or ma'am. I mean, I do it all.
I was with this guy once who was like choking me, but he's like was nice. Like he wasn't really choking me, but like I don't know who it was for at that point. And I just like stopped breathing and he stopped at one point. He was like, okay, but you have to keep breathing because then it freaks me out. And I was like, okay, well, you need to commit. Do you like this or do you not like this? Who is this for? Because I don't need it.
let's see, what won't I do? I don't think I want anyone to pee on me specifically because I'm like, I'll have to like wash my wig, you know, like that's just an extra thing.
I don't want to be peed on, but I would and have peed on. Like I, mm-hmm. there was this sex party that would happen underneath the grocery store in Park Slope.
Yes.
And there was like, and it's like a mixed space. And so like you would walk and right next to the bathroom, there was like a tub where like people could go and like sit in and get peed on.
Mm-hmm.
And like every time I'd be like waiting in line to go pee in the bathroom and I'd see some guy just like sitting there waiting.
In a tub, and you're like, well,
this seems rude.
Seems like I'm wasting urine.
Yeah,
and
I could just
be urinating on this man so he can come.
What's the difference to me?
Honestly,
I might as well pee on him.
What a good Samaritan.
Thank you.
Are,
I know, I lead, I'm an empath.
mm-hmm. You were feeling what this man needed from you.
He just wanted pee, and I'm very proudly hydrated.
Yes.
That's a big part of my brand and my identity is I identify as someone who is hydrated all the time, so my pee is clear.
Oh.
Quite often.
I would pee on somebody. Please don't pee on me. If I went to a sex party under a grocery store, my joke would always be me holding two cucumbers and being like, I brought the goods!
Would you shit on somebody?
I don't think I would shit on somebody because sometimes they're not like solid, you know? And what if like I'm embarrassed at the density and the looseness of my stool?
You're really opening yourself up to some criticism.
You know? There. And like what if someone looked at it and they're like, so like, do you not digest spinach?
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, no, I don't. But like I try to eat some roughage
every once in a while.
It's like, well, I'm just so hungry all the time. Yeah, I don't want to be fat shamed with like my poops because I don't chew my
like
food well enough.
Like you're a fucking Jurassic Park dinosaur and they're Laura Dern like sifting through like, she seems sick. You can like, tell from the shit.
I'd be so upset to find out that I was ill.
Yeah, they like diagnose you on
the
spot. Your
shit's really not okay.
There's something going on with your liver.
We
can tell from the color. This is a 5 on the Bristol stool chart.
Also, okay, do you shit on somebody in a bed or do you shit on someone in like a tub and
girl,
then like
I
take
shit
a shower?
On people all over this fucking city. Here's the thing. Shit, my dick has been shit on. I've shit on dicks plenty of times.
Sure.
When you're gay and you're having sex.
Sure,
I'm not saying
it happens.
Like, there's, if you're like a lot of times, it doesn't. I would say more often than not, it does not. But it does mm-hmm. happen, and like you have to be cool. I think it's like so lame when people aren't cool about it. When it's like a little bit, and like it's just like happens.
What? Tell me a story of someone not being chill about your shit on their dick.
I don't know if I've ever been with someone who's been like super uncool in the moment, but I have like when I was really young, still in college. I was in Chicago and this guy like woke up the next morning and he saw that there was like a true like Santorum like stain on his mm-hmm. sheet, like white sheets that was just like lube and like a little bit of like residual mm-hmm. shit that is just like in there. And he was like, oh, and he was like, you gotta go. And I was like, and I was truly like 19. I had no idea where the fuck I was
no.
in the city. This man had to be in his 30s. His roommate came in and was like, what's going on?
What?
It was the most stressful situation in my life. And I was like, you took me home at like 4 a.m. Like, get the fuck
like,
out of my
just
life.
Just chill the fuck chill out.
This truly happens all the time. I would say most people are like pretty cool. They don't, some guys like don't want to like come
uh-huh.
after that. They're sort of like, we're done. They're not like, they don't guilt you about it. But like sometimes, and I get that, like sometimes I'm like that, but it's never been bad. It's like never bad.
Mm-hmm.
I never bottom when it's when I know, unless I know mm-hmm. that like I'm good to go. I will say though, there's this one guy who lived near me in New York who would always message me and be like, he was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
He was so hot. And he was like, I remember one time I was like, well, can you bottom? Because like, I'm not really prepared. And he was like, I don't bottom. And I was like, okay, well then I can't come over because I can't.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I kind of like it though. And
ooh.
I was like, oh, is this convenient? Or is this like, has this now flipped? Because like, weirdly, when it happens by accident, I'm like, oh, well, this happens. But when he was like, I want you to shit on my dick, I was
like,
well,
now there's a pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's going to actually be some shits.
I was like,
I was just being cautious.
I'm just not sure this works for me. And again, I don't know why that's different than the peeing. Because
mm-hmm.
like, again, like, I don't want to be peed on, but I'll pee on someone. But for some reason, that guy wanted me to like shit on him.
Maybe
like,
it's like you like to be in control of what your bodily functions are going to do.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. There's also like other senses involved in that experience that like aren't necessarily involved in pee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah, sometimes I have real stinky shits and I'm like, do I spray him down with poopery before I do it? Or like, you know. Yeah.
Do you get one of those sprays that you spray on the top of your toilet's water?
Uh-huh.
And then like it supposedly traps. Have you seen these commercials? It's like
yes.
A gorgeous poopery. Australian woman. Yeah.
Yes. You've got to spray the toilet. Before you take a dump.
Or his family won't accept you. It's like the message of those commercials.
Nobody wants a stinky girl. Joel, we've come to the end.
No, we can't end on that.
We are.
We can't. I refuse to leave.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Would you date me?
Yes.
Wow. I hardcore thought it was going to be... like the answer to have you ever sucked ice cream off a dick? A long, hard thought
no,
and a no.
If I were straight, I think I would. I think it's hard for me to tell what I would be into if I were straight, but I you always have really good hair.
Thank you.
And I'm into that.
Thank you. I would date you specifically because during sex, I would use your full name. I'd be like, Joel Kim Booster, I'm coming.
Oh my God.
And it would really do it for me.
It'd be perfect.
Oh, Joel Kim Booster, eat my pussy.
You know, I really want to. I actually do want to. I'm on this kick right now where I'm like, I keep hearing how hard it is for women to come.
It is.
And I'm like, I absolutely do not believe it could be that difficult. Get me in there. Get me in there. I will get it done. I bet I would be amazing at it.
I mean, it's not as hard as one would think, but you have to just like ask.
Anything a straight man says is that difficult to do.
Right.
Cannot be that hard.
It's not.
I would
that
get
hard.
In there. I would fucking get in there and you and like that. Yeah, I would get in there.
Ooh.
I would get in there. I would say,
oh my God, what you guys aren't seeing is Joel's dick is rock hard. He's swinging it around.
I would get in there. I would say, oh, listen up. We're going to be coming today. We're going to be coming today.
Honestly, if anyone said that to me like that, I would die from pure joy. We are going to come today. We will come today. Joel, do you have anything you want to promote?
I guess, like, when is this coming out?
This Friday.
Oh, great. Well, literally, while you're listening to this podcast, we are recording our sister podcast.
Yes.
What the Tuck.
Yes.
Our RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I imagine there's so much crossover already. They're already probably listening
probably.
To it.
And they're like, but wait, two episodes back to back with Nicole and Joel?
Literally,
pass
wait,
away.
We recorded on Sunday.
Yes.
It's here Wednesday now.
Yes.
I'll be recording with you on Friday.
Yes.
Literally all we've done this week is record podcasts together.
You're going to get so fucking sick of me.
I don't think that's true.
You might.
I don't think that's true.
Hey, everybody.
I don't think that's true.
If you like this podcast, you gotta like it. And you gotta subscribe.
Subscribe.
Oh,
and then
God.
If you write me something dirty, DM me anything, I will read it. This person, Hit and Licks, DM'd me and said, hey, Nicole, I want to come all inside your sweet meat wallet, scoop it out with my fingers,
meat wallet,
and feed it to you. Have a beautiful and productive day.
I don't love it when vaginas are framed as meat.
Yeah, I don't love it either. A meat wallet, one, two. So you want to come in me. You didn't ask first. I'm not on birth control, so I wouldn't let you. And then you want to scoop it out. Very nice of you to clear it up before one of them little guys swam up there. And then you want me to eat it, but it's already been inside of me, so I don't like want to eat your cum.
Mm.
It also gives me a bellyache.
Some people love that. Do you like cum?
I don't. It's fine in my mouth, but I will spit it out, and I like to make a big production of spitting it out. Like having it in my mouth and be like, "Why you're cracking?" And then be like, "Ugh."
I love it.
You swallow it?
Oh yeah.
It gives me such a tum tum ache.
Really?
Yeah.
Lucky me.
Lucky okay. Bye bye. Joel.
No, I'm not. I'm ready to come.
Joel.
I'm ready to come.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.